Did I hear some talk around here? Some talk or something? No? Okay, all right, okay. We don't want it would be strutted. All right, we go to the. Something small here for the Saturday service, and I thought, what can I bring? And I've been wanting to bring this book, and I found out that about the book. So you're talking about the book. I think for those people who have I think you said it. Okay, somebody's gonna send them to you. The quotes or something. Did you see the quotes? You got okay. Good. Thank you, sis. Thank you, sis. So. It's just a simple thing, and if you look at the quotes are not very many. I hope the talking will not also be much, because sometimes we have very little quotes, and then the talking becomes very much. And I think usually what is much is not even the reading of the quotes, is when we talk too much, Cameron, is right? Talk too much, and someone becomes lengthened, and that's a preacher. Preachers do that, and that's good. So we're happy to be here. And this is a question that was asked one time, and before that, I was trying to look at the book, and I thought, and I left it like that. The book is Jesus Christ, and I left it like that. And now this brother asked me, "What is this book?" Because there are a lot of scriptures talking about a book, a book, a book, a book. In fact, I found out that it's even called the scroll. If you go there and find the scroll, in the original manuscripts, when you go to reading the Bible in the book of Revelation, Revelation 10, and even Revelation 5, when the book was opened, is the scroll. It's called a scroll. It was a scroll that was opened. I don't know. Scroll. So I think there are very few times that the word book is used about 8 times. The book in the original manuscript, but then it's the same thing. It's the same thing. He's talking about the same thing. Sometimes calling it a book, and that's how sometimes the Bible talks. That's how the prophet also talks. It's just a talk. It's just the way it's said. But we got now to understand what this is. We got to understand that. We got to understand what it is. And when that brother asked me that question, I thought I would answer a simple question: it's Jesus Christ. The book is Jesus Christ. Because actually, it is the simple answer. The book is Jesus Christ. You can answer that, leave it there. But now, when I went to look at what it is, after the brother asking me, and I hope the brother is going to get this, and maybe he's listening in, he's from Africa. When I went to look at this, I found I cannot just see a book and leave it there. I mean, I cannot just answer it that it's Jesus Christ and leave it there. It is more than that. It's more than it's so much, and part of it I expunged. I took it away because I found that we can talk about a book in 2 or 3 sermons. I'm hoping to have another sermon, maybe not in the church, about how that book, how some people are written, and their names are written in that book, and they are taken out. I'm gonna just mention it here, but it needs a topic by its own. How can your name be written? If that book is Jesus Christ, how can that book be written in Jesus Christ and then it's taken out? Jesus Christ is eternal. It's eternal. You cannot be there and then out. How is it? That's a topic that is a bit tricky, not tricky, but you got to extricate it. I mean, it's like a maze. You got to go around there and look at exactly what the prophet is saying. So I'll come with that. I'm just going to mention it, how it is, but I'll come with that. And I would let the prophet see how a name is taken out, how a name is put in there, and how a name is taken out. That's a topic by its own, and I'm not going to preach it, but I'm going to mention it here, as I said in my quotes. Now, when we talk about the book, there are very many books. It's mentioned in different ways. In one of them, it said the book of redemption. The prophet says the book of redemption. That sounds like is another book. Now, there's also the mention of the Lamb's book of righteousness. But whoever was not found in the Lamb's Book of Life was cast in the lake of fire. That's the Bible. You can read all the Bible and find those things there. Then there's another thing, that's the Lamb's Book of Life. Then there's the Book of Life. It sounds like all those things are different books. That's how it sounds. Now, there's also another question. Are you getting it? I'm not confusing you, I think. There's also another mention of something else, also books. He said that in the books, everybody rose. There was a resurrection. And everybody was resurrected. And when they were resurrected, they were in the books. You see, the books were open. You know, that's also a question. What is that? The books were open. And there was another book, which was the Book of Life here. And whoever was not found in this Book of Life. So he was, in other words, he was not found in this Book of Life, but he was found in these other books. He was taken to the lake of fire. See that? All those are books. Then there's also another book. I'm just trying to show you how it can be, confusing a bit. Maybe when you hear a book, you know the Book of Redemption is the Bible and you read there. But now there's also something else that the prophet talks about. There's the book of your life that is taken when you get the Holy Ghost, is taken to the sea of forgetfulness. Again, that's another book. All these books, what are they? And that confusion comes right there. And in the book, if I just say the Book of Life, the Book of Life is Jesus Christ, then what is this book that you have that is called also the Book of Life by the prophet? It's called the Book of Life by the prophet. It said that it's taken to the sea of forgetfulness. How can the Book of Life, if Jesus Christ, taken to the sea of forgetfulness? You've got to see, you've got to have the difference in your mind. What is this book? What is this book? What is the book that's talking about? It's not every book here. When you say the book is the Lord Jesus Christ, every book is not the Lord Jesus Christ. There are different books that are not the Lord Jesus Christ. One of them is Satan. One of the book is Satan. The other book is Jesus Christ. Another one. Let me say something else here. I'm bringing all this for you to see. It's not just a simple. It's just. All right. let's go there. Let's start reading. And then we see what the prophet is going to say. All right. but it's a bit confusing. It's not just like that. The Book of Life. What is that? If that's Jesus, then how can Jesus be taken to the sea of forgetfulness? That's not Jesus. One book is the devil. The other book is Jesus Christ. Another one. Listen. There's nothing that is being written in heaven. Let me bring this idea. Why do we write books even? It's just an idea because I know it's going over there. It's going to the people. Why do we write? Why do we write? For records. That's the purpose of writing, isn't it? For records. Is that so? Or somebody has a different idea. We write for records. That's why we write. So the names are written for record. Now, we write because we people. Listen, we write because we people are finite. Is it finite? Finite. Infinite. Finite. That's right. Finite. We are finite. We people can forget. We people are people. We are not eternal. We are just people. We are mortal. We can forget. That's why we write. Why do you think God writes? Can God forget? It's just as I'm just exploring. Can God forget? The promise is He's not writing anything. This idea of the people, they have an idea in the churches. They say that now the Lord, the God in heaven has a pen and a paper. He wants to write your name. Now, do you agree? Do you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? He's waiting with a pen like that. That's the mentality of the people. God cannot do. God is not writing nothing. God does not forget about nothing. God does not write nothing. They are not books. If they are books, like my son asked me, I think it's my son or my daughter, one of them, the small ones. I told them that in the resurrection, everybody will resurrect. Every bad or good, everybody will resurrect. That's right. Bad or good. the reason why they are not considered a resurrection to the bad people is because they resurrect and immediately they are taken to the lake of fire. That's quite kind of a resurrection. But in our resurrection is we resurrect to eternity. That's the difference. You see that? Now, my son, or someone else, then that if that be the case, will all the people fit on this earth? Everybody. It's a big group since Adam. Since Adam to now, to when he's going to finish it. There are millions and millions and millions of people. And you see how congested the world has become because of the population? How about all those other people come? Where is it? That's the point, God said. I don't have an answer to that. God has it. And that's what I'm also thinking. If everybody's life is written, and not only written, I don't know where those books would be. It's written and also written about what you do. If God is written, there's nothing else God can do except writing. And all the angels, just writing. Because everything you do is recorded. But it's not recorded in a book. It's not like that. God's memories, God knew you and he had that memory. It's so big. God had you and everything that you're going to do, even seated here, God knew it. And God had it. And you cannot bat. The prophet says, the Bible says, you cannot even bat more times than God counted. God has a number that you're going to bat. What is batting? Batting is doing this in your eyes. You cannot say, I'm going to bat until God marvels. Because I'm going to bat until God. You cannot do that. You can only bat. Your heart can only beat. If you beat the times that God has recorded in his mind, God knows it. It's not a surprise that somebody died, someone to God. It's not. God knows all things. Otherwise, he cannot be God. So there's no record. There's no record in heaven. There are no books. But God talks. Even God coming here on earth, like touching like that. God wanted us to come to a place. Why did God become a pillar of fire? The prophet says that pillar of fire was God becoming tangible. God becoming somewhere where our minds can they see something. That's what it is. Because we are like that. God does not need to become a pillar of fire. He doesn't need that. But he does some things for us. The way God brings us, he understands that we are finite. Yes? Finite. He understands that. We are not God. We don't know things. God brings us like that. He talks about books because that's the thing that we can understand. That's the thing that our mind can know, can understand. But there are no books. Let me say this, brothers. People think that God sits like a judge. I know I'm talking to people. I know you're not. I know you are. You understand things. But I'm also talking to other people in the internet now. People think that God is going to sit somewhere, like on a seat there, a big chair. You know how the judges sit, and the people come to the Lord, and Medicine, you come there. And you start saying, you did this. Do you have a witness? Let's have this. It's not like that. It's not like that. God does not work like that. God will not work like that. You resurrect. According to the Bible tells us how it will be. He says that there were some people who did not have nothing with salvation. That's one of the, you find that in the book. That's why I'm saying that book is so much. He says, there are people who didn't have nothing with salvation. They were not saved. They didn't go to the church. They didn't do nothing. And he gives the example of a Gamaliel. And when they rise up, because they will resurrect, they will be headed to hell. Because that time, your mind will tell you exactly. It will be very open. It will be very open to understand. The understanding will come. That you are wrong and you belong to hell. And you start going to hell. And God will stop you. Then you don't go. Because you did good. There's something you did good. And you ask, that's the Bible. And you ask him, what did I do good? What did I do good, Lord? He said, I was thirsty and you gave me water. I was in the hospital and you came to see me. There's nothing else. I said, no, I don't know you, God. I've never even seen you. And he said, no, when you did to this one, because this and me are one. And you see, and he'll show you. Do you see Sister Rhonda here? Do you see Sister so and so here? When you did to them, you did to me. Because me and them are one. Remember that? Remember when Paul was going to Damascus, he was persecuting the saints. And when he was going there, he was struck and fell. And he said, and when he saw, he said, who art thou? And he said, I'm the Lord whom thou persecutest. Paul could have said, I've never seen you. I heard you around here. And these guys are talking about you. But I've never seen you. I've never heard you. What are you talking about? Can you get that? It's just a simple thing, but those are the things that really make opens up. But when you're persecuting these ones, not only when you're doing them good, even when you're persecuting them, you're persecuting me. Because me and them are not two. We are one. We have a union. When you're persecuting my children, you're persecuting me. That's what God says. You tell them, there's no record, no nothing, it's not a record. It's not a record. So and so, even the calling of names. You see, this book has names, okay? People think the calling of names. Let me talk about that a bit. Because there's also the names, when the last name comes, there's also that. But calling of names. In the minds of people, they think, Roger Johnson, I'm here, Lord. That's an entirety about the book. There's nothing like that. It's not like that. When this word is read, when you hear this word, there's another word that is in you. When you hear it, it calls you. When you hear it, it calls you. You just come. You don't need even to be babied. No, you don't need nothing. When you hear your name. And the prophet said, there's also a quote that says like this. The best sound here on earth is your name. When somebody mentions your name. You know, I remember when they were doing this on me. I've never been, sleeping. You know, slept like that. I've never been done like that. So when they did that to me, and the last time I saw him telling me something, and then I'm going to do this, send it to you, and then the next thing, I don't even know where I am. The next thing, I'm hearing somebody calling, Stanley, and they shouted to me, Stanley. I don't know how I heard that, because I was not, then I wake up, and I said, I cannot breathe. They put some things in my mouth. I can't breathe. Like, the best name, the best sound is your name. The best sound is your name. But you know, you don't know your name. You know that there's something. When it is sounded, when you hear the sounding of this, the sounding of the message, the sounding of the truth, the sounding of the, that is the sweetest thing in you. That's what arouses you. That's what wakens you. There's no stories about, I can give you this land, I can give you this car, I can give you this money. That does not arouse you. Who really you are. Who you really are. That does not arouse nothing. That's not sweet enough. Can promise to take you to the moon. That's all right. That does not arouse nothing. There's something that arouses. There's nothing as sweet as your name. This is your name. The message is your name. When it's mentioned, when it's talked, you talk it. Let me tell you something. You talk it anywhere. You ask me a question about this message and start talking about it. I can't sleep. I can't do it now. I can't sleep. My sleep will go. My sleep will go. It's sensitive to me. It's sensitive to every member of this bride. Because that's your name. All right. Now, So they are not, I was just saying this, there are no names written somewhere. There's not a book somewhere. A big, 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 big book, but that needs 20 ages to come in. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like a book, paper. There's nothing like that. Okay, now let me see this. Let's start reading this. But I was telling you to show you that it's not the way people think. It's not the way people think about these things. God uses those words for your mind to, for the simple minds to understand what exactly, that's the language that we can understand. But there's no books, there's nothing like that. There's no calling of names. There's no judgment seat. When you talk about judgment, there's no judgment seat. The Lord seated in a big chair, and maybe people, and how long do you think from Adam to now it would take for one judge to speak, to judge with witnesses and things like that? It's not, don't think like that. That's for us to understand. And we understand now, we are higher than that. God has revealed these things to us. We understand what is happening. Let me tell you something. You judge yourself. When you refuse this word, you refuse it so many times, there will be a time you don't want it. You judge yourself. You know it. You don't want it. You're not in it. You don't want it. You have nothing to do with it. We can talk to you about it. It's nothing. You cannot accept it. You've judged yourself. You have condemned yourself. You don't need a judgment seat. You don't need a judge seated on a chair. You don't need that. You've already condemned. You've called yourself what you are. A sinner. An unbeliever. And there will come a time. When you see this is good. But you cannot go to it. A line has been drawn. You're not going to be told. I'm not telling you. I know I'm talking to very many people. I'm not telling you. But there will come a time when this message, will mean nothing to people. You can only be told by God this much. He'll tell you, come to a place, he draws a line. On the sun, it's done. You want it, you cannot, like Judas. Judas, one time, even wanted it. After betraying him, he went back there and threw the money. He gave back the money to them, to those soldiers. I don't want this. I've done wrong. Yeah, you come to a point of no return. God will not continue. And I'm not telling you. I know you're great people. I know you're believers. But that's exactly how God works. It will come to a time when God tells you, and it's done. Who went to that man? Judas went back, he took the money, threw it to them because they were refusing. It's done. We are done. That's a deal done. We're going to crucify him. Now you cannot come bringing that money back. He said, no, I'm recanting. He was not a bad man. And I'm recanting. I don't want that deal. He threw the money. He said, no, it's signed. It's done. It's a done deal. And he found himself, no, he cannot go to Jesus. He cannot do it. He was there. And the only thing he went, I don't even want to leave. He went and hung himself. And the prophet says there were three crosses. Is it four? There were four crosses. Because there were three where Jesus was. He said, There was another cross. The devil crucified himself. There was a devil, the cross of the devil somewhere. That was Judas. Praise be to God. It's a bad place to be. It's a bad place. And God has only this amount of time. His mercy is just amount of this time. When you refuse mercy, when it comes to a time that you refuse mercy, I don't know why I'm talking like I'm evangelizing. I've been evangelizing since the other Sunday, and this is not right. When you refuse mercy, you can only refuse mercy for a certain period of time. And it's a pathetic place to be. When you refuse mercy on the face, mercy is brought to you, you say, no. Let's go to this. To begin with, I'm going to start here. To begin with, there's no basis for the claims. I started with that to show you what these books, they are different books, to show you what different books we have here. To begin with, there's no basis for the claims that the lamp book of life is not the same as the book of life. That's very confusing. It's the same lamp book of life. Which is this other book that can be taken out? Which is this book of life? It's called the book of life. It's the book of life that's taken to the sea of forgetfulness. What is this? But this... this is the book of life, and the Lamb's book of life is just the same thing. This other book is the book of your life. It's not the book of life of God. It's your life, the way you've lived. That's why in English it's called the book of life. That's simple English. It's called the book of life. That is not a mystery. When he says your book of life is taken to the sea of forgetfulness, that's not a mystery. That book there is not a mystery. That book is simply the book of your life. how you've lived since you're born. You're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. What is that? You are given a soul of the devil. God allowed it. It's not God who gave it, but God allowed it. And it intended that. Why? The devil had a right on you. The devil had a right on you because you are born in his way. The way people are born here on earth are born by the way of the devil. The devil has a right on you, this body. God, the devil has a right to come to your body. So the first thing that comes here on your body is that soul of the devil. If God has love, Jacob have I loved. So that sounds very unfair with God. But that's God. And he says, God can do whatever he wants. He can create one pot here and put some water there. And create another one here and put in the fire. That's upon God. So if God, Jacob have I loved, so have I hated. If you are daughter of God, God takes his seed and puts it in you. Here on earth, you have two seeds. I will use this word. I've not seen it being used very much. Dormant. That seed of God in you is dormant. So the first person who works on you is the devil. Listen to this. The first person who works, when you see a baby is not born again. A baby is not born again, and it's not even supposed to be done. There's nothing you can do about it. That's God. That's God's case. If the baby dies, the prophet says, all babies go to God. All babies go to heaven. They have nothing to do. All babies go to heaven. And we just leave it there. How about predestination? I don't know. We just say what he says. All babies go to heaven when they die. They have nothing to do. But when it comes to accountability age, which is 14, now that's God starts counting that. He said 14. I think he said 14. I think the prophet said 14. Around 14. Is it 14? I don't know. Around that. I think 14 years. But now you start being taught this word. When you refuse, God has a reason to take you away. To say, that's how have I hated. You sure you don't have it? There's nothing you can do. But God, you have a chance now. It's brought before you, you refuse it. If you accept it, God takes that book of life. Since you are born, you've lived up to then. All that, you are born in sin and shaped, you didn't have a chance. Now God comes and takes that book. It's a war. It started in heaven, it comes here. It's a war. He fights. He takes that to show the devil that I can do it. I can save him. He takes that. So it's not easy. He fights it. He's a mighty conqueror. He conquers him. He takes that and takes the sea of forgiveness. And now you start there immaculate. The devil can point to. It doesn't matter. Those pointings are not. They don't mean nothing to God. It's done. Let me tell you. It should not even mean nothing to you. Remember, it should not mean nothing to you. Those pointings of the devil. You did this. It should not cast it. It's cast in the sea of God. Never to be remembered no more. It's as though, the prophet says, it's as though you didn't do it. Oh, that guy that was doing it. The other one was dormant. He was not doing nothing. That's the other seed. This is there. And it's made you do this. And you can count them. You can have a record if you want to. Since you're born, you can have a record. Even in your mind, there's a record. Remember, there's a record even in your mind. But all that is wiped out. But now, even when it's wiped out, you can still remember because you're in this body. There will come a time, now remember this. There will come a time. When it will be wiped out, not only that you arrive, that you remember, even in your mind. It will completely be wiped out that you never, in heaven you will not be remembering, I did this. Nothing. It will be wiped out and taken. Let me say this. There are even brothers here that we love so much. Your sister, your brother, in flesh. To those people, they refuse. Those people, those your friends that you love. There are some people, there's a son of, I don't know why I mention him so much. I don't know what, we really bonded very well when I come to the U.S. and I think we are good friends. And I told him, I'm not going to mention his name again. I love him. I don't, brother, let me say this. I love you. I want you to fight you there. I might go before you. I won't fight you there, brother. If I go before you, fight me there. And we kind of greeted like that. I said, it's an agreement. It's an agreement. If I go before you, fight me there. If you go before me, I'm fighting you there, brother. Let's make sure of that. And sometimes I heard that he's trying. He's trying. And I'm sure he's trying. But that... Praise be to God. Let me come to this. But let me say this, brothers. Let me say this. If your brother that you love, if your mother that you love, if your sister that you love, don't come to this, if they don't come to this, now you have heretics. Today you have heretics because you love them. You want them to come to this. You do your best. Sometimes you kneel down there for hours praying that they come. They don't. Some of your children. Some are your mother, your father, whatever. Some are your brothers, whatever. If they don't come, those heretics will go one day. In heaven, if they don't come, they go to hell. They will not be in your mind. They will be wiped out. It will be complete. That fire is so strong. The Holy Ghost. If you take it away, you will not live in heaven with heretics. Nothing. They will get away. You never remember them no more. There's no remembrance of sin. There's no remembrance of ungodliness. There's no nothing there. There's a place of holiness. Nothing else. Is that serious? All right. So it's called the book of life. The book of your life. It's called the book of your life. It's taken to the sea of forgetfulness. This book that is talked about here is different. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Bible. I'm going to show you it's the Bible. All right. But it's Lamb's book of life is not the same as the book of life. The book of life might be called the Lamb's book of life or Christ's book of life or even thy book. In some scriptures, it talks about thy book or the book of the living. That's what you're talking about here. That's what you're talking about. We are talking about the book of the living. Jesus Christ, the book of the living. And that is, that's what it says, is Jesus Christ. Now, Revelation 13:8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, the beast, shall worship the beast, whose names are not written in that book. They are not written, if they are not written in that book. If they are not written in Jesus. How do you even write yourself? How do you even write that name on? How do you write your name in Jesus? How can you even? It's very interesting. We got to understand these things. About writing a name on Jesus. If this book is Jesus Christ, how is your name even written there? Listen, you cannot write it. It's only Jesus who can write it. And he wrote it before the foundation of the world. What is it? What is this? It's your soul. It's the other soul. He took this soul to the sea of forgetfulness. This other soul is Jesus Christ. Listen, this other soul that is dormant, that does not work when you're young. And you're cheating and you're doing all those things that you're doing. And I don't know until when. Because God designs it. God knows when. You can go until you are an old man. You can go until you are 20 years. Wherever is God. And you can try. But God in his mind decided what time. And when you come, you come. He takes that and takes it away. But this other soul that is left starts what? It was dormant all that time when this was doing. That's why it's not counted on you. Because it's this that was doing it. It was this that it was doing it. Now, when it's taken to the sea of forgetfulness, this other soul now starts. It gets there. Now it's the one that is, it works very well. Because this other soul is not even there. It has this control. Of the whole thing. The whole thing now is controlled by that. The prophet calls it a soul. Listen, I don't have those quotes there. But you know them. The prophet calls that a soul. What else does he call it? You people know. A gene. He called it a seed. What else does he call it? The word. There's no any other thing that is called the word but him. So that is him. How are you written in this book? That is him. That is that soul. That is that word. That is seed. That's that seed. You see, that is sin. That's how you written in that book. You can write it. You cannot take anybody out. You cannot put anybody in. No, it's him. It's him who writes. If there is deleting, because you're going to read that sometimes. Not now. It's a deleting. It's him who deletes. Can do nothing. Now, listen. And that soul, that word, if he puts it there, don't think it will ever be taken. Don't think it will be ever, when deleting, that some people are deleted. No! When it's there, it's eternal. You become eternal. And he doesn't do it today and remove it tomorrow. Don't have that idea that the names are being removed, so maybe you are also be removed. And I've told you that is your name, is that right? That soul, that seed there. That's your name. That's why there is your name. That's why it's God who put it there. Don't think that it's going to be removed. No. When it's there permanently. If it's there permanently. And it's not something that came yesterday. He saw you with it. He saw you the way you are, the color you are, the size you are, the hair you have. All that he saw it. And when he created the earth, he laid you there. So when he rose you up, he put that there. He took you from the earth. However he did it, through a mother and a father. He took you there and put that seed there. That seed was to go to that body before the foundation of the world. Because that's where he did all this in his mind. Now he's just coming to show where it belonged. Now he put that seed there and that's all. When it's there, it's there. How about those people whose names are removed? Listen very carefully. How about those people whose names are removed? How about that? They'll never have that seed. He's going to read it. Don't let him say it. They'll never have that seed. If you have it, you have it. Forever. Eternal. If you don't have it, you can come and seem like you have it. And like you are removed. But you never had it to begin with. It's eternal. Remember, so I'll repeat these words because maybe, I'm not trying to start anything. But remember, the soul is the word. The soul is the gene. The soul, I can give you that. The soul is the seed. The soul is eternal. That word is eternal. If it's there, it's not something that has just come. Created anything. No. Let me say this for clarity. I don't know whether I'm now following my quote, but that's okay. Let me say this for clarity. Being born again does not bring that seed. Being born again does not bring that seed. No. You cannot be born again if that seed is not there. That seed has got to be there to be quickened. For Nancy, for those people who don't, the prophet says, these are his words that he says. These are his words. In Nancy, there's nothing to quicken. There's nothing to be born again. There's nothing to have life. There's nothing to put. There's nothing in Nancy. It's only in the seed that he can come. You call it a new creation. It's a new creation. It's a new creation in that seed, that word was dormant. That word was dormant. It was there, but dormant. It was not doing nothing. And the thing that we saw in your life, in your book of life, what we saw was people, was the devil. That was there, not doing nothing. Looks like it's weak. But he's a mighty conqueror. He lets him grow muscles and things like that. He's a mighty conqueror. He knows himself. God knows himself. He doesn't fear nothing. He can let him grow. And you can be even 50 years, yes. And he's not doing nothing. Nothing is growing. And you're doing this, robbing banks and whatever you're going to be. Remember, a son of God who is a son of God and his seed is dormant. You can take all the drugs you want. You can take all what you want. And you can actually rob banks. And you can do what you want. But one day, God is a mighty conqueror. You come and crush that and take it and say, take it as your forgiveness and start there. Is there anything else you can do, devil? He's a mighty conqueror. And he does not fear nobody. You can see things getting so bad. He doesn't fear that. He can turn it around and bring it to where he wants. That's why he's faithful. That's why we can trust him. He's that kind of a God. You can see God going. Where will this go? Where will this end? And you're wondering. God can just one, you know, in a strike of, it's called the strike of the pen. What they do, like the president can just write that and you got to hang on. You got as a strike of the pen. And everything turns around. Yes, at the strike of the pen, somebody who had died for 3 days and he come forth and he come forth. He's God. He's a God that you can trust. If he's God, he's not like that, you can trust him. He's that faithful. That's why he's worthy to follow. Sometimes we follow him bravely. Yes, sir. But it is I was reading that scripture again. I don't know why it's so much comes to my mind. When he told those disciples, you can also go? He said, no. We don't understand it. But he found out that you, we know who you are. We don't go nowhere. We don't understand it when we don't care. We don't understand it when we don't care. Where else do we go? You are the only one who has eternal life. Where do you think we are going? We are not going nowhere. We're going to stay with you. And we are not having a deal, Jesus, that if you don't reveal to us, we're going to... No. You can refuse to reveal to us. You can reveal to us if you want, or if you don't, you can stay with that revelation. But you're not going anywhere. That's the kind of God that we worship. You know, you can trust somebody until you feel safe. That's how we trust our wives. You're sleeping there, completely gone in their subconsciousness. And she's there. She can take a knife and stamp it. She can do anything. But you trust them. You don't care about nothing. You don't care about nothing. You trust them. That's a bad example, but but it's just what it comes to my mind. That's exactly. Do you trust God like that? That he can tell you, get in here, like he was telling Peter. Peter, come, get in the water, walk in the water. He trusted him so much. He trusted him so because you are telling me. No, because I can't. I know I cannot do it. And of course, when he got, that's how much our God is. He doubted, and still in his doubt, Jesus did not condemn him. You are doubter. Well, I can drown and go, Peter. He didn't do that. He said, you're there? I trust you. And he came walking on the water, walking on the water. And he started, am I really? These are my legs. I'm a human. How am I? And I don't have a life jacket. What am I doing? And he started sinking. And Jesus grabbed him. Why doubt, Peter? And he grabbed him. And the two guys walked out of the water, just like on the, not, I love it. Not now, on the faith. Am I become an evangelist? I should not be doing these things. Not on the faith of Peter. Not on the faith of Peter. I'm simply saying he's worth of my trust. Brightly, I'm saying bright trust. I don't know where we are going, but take me, Lord. That's why that song is so much to me. I surrender. That's right. I can just give myself to you wherever you need me. It might be a darkness that I don't know, but Lord, take me. Let's go. I don't care. Is it you? That's what Peter said. Lord Jesus, is it you? Let me come. Is it you? Let me come. And he walked in that water. And when he could not carry himself, he said, Peter, he grabbed him. Not now with Peter's faith. With Jesus' faith. I cannot. That's our God. He'll never let you drown. You can follow him. You're going to find a scripture you don't understand. Just stay there. He's God. He's more than able. If he doesn't reveal it to me today, let me say this. If you never reveal it to me, that's okay. That's okay. I will follow you. You have a reason for that. Sometimes people ask, why did you do me this? I don't care why you did it. I only want to know one thing. You are the one that's doing it. You are the one who is holding these things. You are the one in charge. That's all I want. Then the rest. Oh, all right. Let me go back here, brothers. Now I'm going to read. I'm going to read now. All right. Slips from the foundation of the world. Now, that's right. Now, I wanted this one. The next scripture is about Judas. It's not written there, but it's about Judas. They went. They have been hearing people and doing things there. Then he comes back. Notwithstanding. And they tell him, nothing has, no spirit, no devil has stood against us. We defeated them. We healed the sick. We did this, we did that. In your name. That's okay. And he said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. Subject unto you. He had given them power. I've given you power to go healing, and all spirits will be subject to you. And they said, don't rejoice of that. Don't rejoice because people are getting healed. I can take this anywhere, but yeah, that's not the main thing. That's not the main thing. But rejoice. But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. It's interesting because even Judas' name was written there. Written in heaven. But the way the name, okay, now let's read the next quote to explain that. Let's read it. Now, I'm sure that you have noticed that those whose names were in the book of life, he's talked so much about it. It's just, that's what I'm saying, is a big topic about people's name being deleted. I would like to bring it if I don't get time. Sometimes I'm not somebody who really, it's not that I like it when the Lord is leading. And if the Lord leads Brother Don in some other direction, we are okay. Don't be like, you must preach now. Whatever the church, I'm sure that the Lord is leading this church, and we are going right, and we are doing right. So whatever direction the Lord leads us, it's not that I must bring it. I will bring it at the right time if I bring it. If I don't bring it, that's okay. God can also use other people and bring it. Now, I'm sure that you have noticed that those whose names were in the book of life were part of the religious order of that day, okay, that centered around the true God and worship of him. Though they did not worship according to the truth, true word, like Judas, they didn't go all the way. See how Judas was chosen of God. He was instructed in truth. He shared the knowledge of the truth, of the mysteries. He shared the knowledge of, that's interesting, mysteries, shared the knowledge of mysteries. That's why Paul says, you can hold up all the mysteries. If you don't have God, you're nothing. All right. Moses, he had a ministry of power granted unto him. And he healed the sick and cast out devils in Jesus' name. But when the showdown came, he saw doubt for gold and political power. He did not go up to Pentecost to receive the Spirit of God. He was devoid of the Spirit. Make no mistake about it, a person that is truly baptized by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ, receiving the fullness of the Spirit, will be in the Word all the way. That is the evidence of being baptized with the Holy Ghost. Judas failed. Multitudes fail right there. And when they fail to go on in that Word, their names are taken off of the book. I said, I'm not going to dwell very much on this. We have quotes and quotes. I'd like to bring quotes on this. How the names are taken out. Now, the next is, what are these books? What is this book? I'm going to show that the book of redemption and the book of life is just one book. That's the next thing. And there's something that I feel like I should have made it clear, because maybe somebody is going to take it to a certain direction. I said that the seed of God, that's your name, because you are the Word. According to the scriptures, if a man marries a goat, according to the Old Testament, they were supposed to be killed, both of them. Do you know that? That's right, according to the scriptures. If a man marries a goat, they are supposed to be killed. Every species, a goat must marry a goat. A man must marry a man. Human beings. Okay, that's right. Now, listen very carefully. If Jesus marries anything else, apart from word, then they're supposed, according to his law, they're supposed to be stoned to death. Jesus has got to marry, Jesus is word, has got to marry word. Is word marrying word? That's why when he talks about marriage, it's you, the word, that is marrying. And that's the joining. That's the being born. That's what being born again is. I said that word must be there. It's a piece of him. We don't use that word piece of him because God is not a piece. God is not a piece. But remember that is him in you. There's nothing else but dormant. He was not working. When you're born again, you're born again with fire. It comes and burns the other seed and it quickens it. When it quickens it, it gets big. I said, listen very carefully, it was there. That whoever is listening, I know there is words there than here. When we talk about new creation, you become a new creation because you come different. You are now different. We are going to see something different from what you are. The prophet says, your desire was drinking, going everywhere. That was your desire now. Now you are seeing smoking, robbery. That's how we were, is that right? Cutting your hair. But now you are a new creation because now all that is gone and now you stand here. We wonder, wasn't this the guy who was robbing banks? Or wasn't this the guy who was killing people everywhere? Wasn't this the Seiyu Kira? Do you understand that? It's God. That's how you are a new creation. I don't know how else to explain that. Because I know that's a controversial bit, but that's how you were. You become a new creation. You different from what you are before. This is now a new thing that cannot do those things. Now you even don't want to smell cigarette. You hate it. You don't know how. That's how you're a new creation. Now you used to drink. Now you don't even want to see beer. You want to cut your hair. And if anybody touches your hair, like they're doing your hair in a saloon, and he takes a scissor, what are you doing? Don't cut it. what has come? That's how a new creation is now there. That's a new creation. I want just to say that before you go on, so that, you know, there's no confusion of what. I don't say things because I must be 100% right. No, I say things the way I say them, so that if you have a different opinion, you can also come and show me that have a different opinion. But that's the way I see the new creation. The new creation is you are a new creature. You are not what you are. You're not new what you are. That's the way I see the new creation. You are a new creature. Why? God from heaven, you had a seed here that was dormant. Now it was quickened and is no more dormant. It's the one that has come. It's all over you. It's what is controlling. It's controlling even your legs. I gave you an example of a woman in Kenya, a sister in Kenya. Did I? About Sister Mwangi. So Mwangi was forced to wear bad clothes. And her husband was a witness to himself. He was okay, now I understand. She made him understand that she's a new creation. Praise, that's a good example there, right there. She came back. She was watching. You must wear this. Wear it. And he wore it. It was right here. And she started walking. And she said, yeah, go to work. And he stood there. He's a tough man. He walked there and he looked at him. And he saw her go. He was a witness that her legs would not carry her in that dress. He was a witness. And that man was a changed man. He could not let them come to church. We have keshas. Keshas are overnight meetings in Kenya. He could not let them come. From there, he was the one who said, he doesn't come, but he said, are you going to church? He realized it's not a makeup. He realized it's a new creation. He realized this is something new that has happened to my wife that was not there. He was wearing them and walking everywhere with them. Those dirty clothes. But now, this is a new creation. This is something new. There's a new creation. I wanted to explain that because that's usually something that sometimes brings some. And I, please, let me say, understand. I'm not fighting. I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying to say the way I see it. And I respect other brothers, their opinions. I respect them. I didn't respect them. I respect whatever somebody stands for. I respect. I know you also, God has maybe done something to you, but this is the way that God has shown me. That is the new creation that I see. All right, now, let me come to this. I'm still talking about the book. If you don't finish these quotes, don't worry. You can just close anywhere and then, and you have them. You can read them and now see. Okay, go watching him. And right now I'm feeling like I need to stop. Okay, because it's the revelation of Jesus Christ now. Okay, now if you want to, example, to lay aside a pattern to see what the scripture goes together with, just lay Jesus over here and go to watching him and placed in the Bible. You got the whole thing come out, right? Because it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. The Bible, he says, the Bible is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The New Testament and old both all speak of Jesus. See, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Because he is this book. Now listen, Jesus Christ is this book of redemption. He was the Word, and he is the Word. And that's bowed to him. You see? So this is the whole book of redemption. The book of redemption is Jesus Christ, which is Jesus Christ fitly put together by God, the promises of redemption and healing and everything for that, for the human being. See, do you get that now? This book is Jesus Christ put together by, see, and it says like that. But I don't know whether I'm going to read all this, but that's influence. In the book called The Mystery of God Revealed, and you got it, this quote, paragraph 524. Now you see the seals. When he's in the mediatorial work back there, redeeming, but someday he comes forth to get this book. He comes back to get this book, see? That he's redeemed. And all that is, this is very important to me. And all that is in the book would be him. What is in the book? Is the Word. What is in you that he put there? Is the Word. That gene, that seed is the Word. And I'm happy that he called it the Word more than twice, more than two times. That soul, that seed, he called it the Word. And I'm very happy for that. Because we could be arguing here whether it's the Word. It's the Word. It's him. It's him. That's why you're him. That's why you are him. No, all right. It would be him. All that in that book is him. Okay. For that's the believer, the words in the book. What is he saying? The believer, the words in that book, the words in the Bible is you. That's where they are read. When they are read, you hear your name. Because it's you. I hope you get that. When that book is read, when the Word of God is read, that's why you exist. That's why it's bubbling. That's why it's like I'm calling you and you're not feeling nothing. Sister Rhonda. Sister Rhonda. Sister, and you're not just, not like I'm not calling you. You mention your name. Mention somebody's name. Even in a big, big crowd, sometimes there might be 20 Rhondas. But when you say Rhonda, before he says Rhonda Johnson or Rhonda Gilbert or Rhonda what, you are, okay, to listen to the other. When this is spoken, I'm God. When this is spoken, it's me. When this is read, it's me. If it's not read, it's me. If it's not read, it's me. If you read it or don't read it, it's me. I'm that. By virtue of what God did, not what I do. Not what I will do. Not what you see me doing. No, but not by virtue of that. By virtue of he did it. I'm that. All right. Let's finish this. And all that in the book would be him. For that's the believer. That's the believer. On that, in that book is the believer. Is the Word. That Bible is the Word. Okay. The words in the book. And the words is him. And all that is in that, he come forth for this book of redemption, whose names are written in the book before the foundation of the world, when the Lamb was slain. That's another argument. I'm not going to bring it. That's another, not argument, but that's another way of looking at it, that this is your name was written before the foundation of the world, when the Lamb was slain. The Lamb was not slain the Lamb was slain 2,000 years ago. See that? And now, okay, let's not go into that. So the terminology before the foundation of the world means it was in the mind of God. That's the meaning of it. It was in the mind of God. and everything. I said the other night, even you seated there was before. Don being in Canada, Michael being somewhere, in the office somewhere. That was in the minds of God before the foundation of the world. You seated there, Rebecca, working on that. That was in the minds of God before. And you, that's what I said, you cannot even bat more time than was in the minds of God. All right. All right. So the lamp was also set before the foundation of the world. I'm not going to read all that. But I'm going to read this. Paragraph, exposition of the seven church ages. Is it like that? No. Okay, I think so. Okay. I think I left some quotes there. There's a quote that I left, but that's okay. But let me just read this. I think I left some quote there. There's a quote, I think, in the book, Influence or something that I left. But that's all right. Let us read this and finish. We're finishing now. See, their names were put in the book of life, the book of redemption. This is interesting. I didn't put the book. I think it's Influence. Must be Influence 63114. I think that was in this Influence. No, 114 is there. I don't know where I got this one from. But it's there. I didn't put there. That's what is confusing me. I didn't put the paragraph 111. I can't find it. I'm thinking where I got this from. But it's one of the book. Paragraph 177. I'll tell you the book maybe later. See, their names were put on the book of life. Now, he says the book of life, comma, the book of redemption. The book of life and book of redemption is just one and the same thing. That's all I wanted you to see. All those books is just one thing. It's Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to equate just before I close. I'm going to equate that with the last quote. Let me read the last quote. Is the last quote? No. No, the second from last. Let me read the second from last. Now that we have come this far, let me try to crystallize your thinking on this subject. So now we know that it's him. We know how Jesus Christ is this word. I'm finishing now. Just give me about 2 or 3 minutes and I'll be done. Now that we have come this far, let me crystallize our thinking on this subject so you can see the necessity of our going into the serpent's doctrine as I have. We start with the fact that there were two trees in the garden, in the midst of the garden. The tree of life was Jesus. I just wanted you to get that. This book is Jesus. Can you see that? This book is Jesus. This book is Jesus. This tree is Jesus. I think that's clear. This tree is Jesus. The tree of life in the garden of the Lord is Jesus. This book is Jesus. Is that right? Can you see that? So whatever is going to be talked about this, if this book, I'm coming with maybe next Wednesday, I'll try to come with the sealing of the book. The sealing of this book. Okay. When this book was sealed, it was Jesus that was sealed. Is that right? Is that right? If this book was sealed, the book of redemption, we realize it's Jesus. Is that right? Okay. Now, if that be the case now, when this tree is covered, is Jesus covered? Because we realize that the tree of life is Jesus. The book is Jesus. There are no two Jesuses there. Whatever happens to this is what happens to this. That's why I say the sealing of the book was actually when, and I'll come with that, maybe I'll try to bring up some quotes on that, is when this tree was shielded by cherubims, so that, and I'll show you that those are the same cherubims that shielded the tree, are the same cherubims when the seals are being taken. The book was sealed in 7 seals, right? I'm going to show that the prophet, they have quotes that will show that when these seals are being opened, these are the cherubims that had shielded the tree that are gonna be moving and telling you, come. It's moving and calling you, come. See. And I must confess that there's something I have not seen that I saw recently. I've been saying that the seals, those cherubims, were being removed when the seals were removed, when the seventh angel, I didn't see it maybe, but that's what I thought, which is, I would like to clear this. That's not how I see it now. In the seventh church age, when the prophet came and opened the seals, I don't see it like that now. I'm seeing it differently. Because the happening of that seal happened during Paul's time. Do you see that? That the first seal happened during Paul's time. So that is when that lion, that beast, that cherubim opened and said, come see. That's when it opened. Because it was happening then. Come see. But now, that is happening. But now, at the end here, he comes to open and tell us what happened. How did he save them? How did he open that tree to those people? To see that side. There was only one side to see at that time. They didn't see it. They just saw something. And for that age. And now every age for Paul's time. And the dark ages, I'm going to draw something and I'm going to show you. But it happened then. That's when it was opened at that time. That's when the cherubim was removed. Not removed, but he moved that time for them to see. At the end here, he removes everything. Everything is moved at the end when the seals are removed. And now we see how it happened. How are they saved? How are they saved? How are they allowed to beep? He's calling it the beep. You know, beep. Beep, like the goat can beep. How are they allowed to beep on that tree a bit? The first age was allowed to beep on the tree. Until at the end here, when the whole thing is open, and we just go there and the whole tree is here, we can eat it. Jesus is completely revealed. When the seals are taken out, we're not beeping now. We are eating. This is the supper, the bride supper. This is the bride supper. We are eating him. We are eating the whole of him is here now. Finally at the end. All right. Now let me read this. I don't know whether I really needed to read it. The last one. So Jesus Christ was okay. Now let me read this and just close. Death had entered. How do we know? Do we not hear the voice of the Spirit raised in the first age? For all who you hear as his calling, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life in the paradise of God. The church had already imbibed too deeply of the tree of death or the denomination of false wine. Whose head, this is the last quote, whose head is the lake of fire? But there are no cherubim with flaming swords to guard the tree of life now. God does not now depart from the midst of the church. He departed like he departed from Eden. I really like to dwell on that, but not now. Not there. Like he departed from the garden. Because people, okay, let me not get into that. That's another. Let me not get into that. Oh no, he will ever be in the midst of the church until the final age. And until that time, he calls to all to come. Let's pray. Father, sometimes maybe we are not able to come the way we think we would. But you have the best interests for us, Lord. And that's how we trust you, Lord. And you've come, Lord God, the way you've come. I believe, Father, that it's not completely open, but maybe you've opened it a bit to our hearts to see some things in it. We are thankful for that. We trust that you're going to take us higher and higher. Like that thing I would say, a higher place we want, Lord. That's our desire. We commit ourselves to you as we surrender our lives and everything that we are to you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. Medicine, can we sing one? Just want to dismiss us. Brother Richard, do you have anything? Do you have anything you can say to the people? No? Okay. give us one song, sister. Member Senior. Can you sing Just As I Am? Number 154. Can you sing that? I know I've taken a bit of time. I'm sorry. I didn't intend to do that. Number 154. 154, I'm sorry. 154. 154, just as I am without one plea. Just as I am without one plea, that thy blood was shed for me, and thou being come to soul of